wonder bands on the mountains, wonder bands on the sea, wonder bands made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One pair of hands on the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. One pair of hands heal the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
we got part two here tonight of the Thousand Year Reign. The question is when, where, and better yet, why?
Well, we have explained to you that there's difficulties in the 20th chapter of the book of Revelation concerning the Thousand Year Reign as people are trying to connect it into some future event. If it's not going on now, it'll never go on. I'm going to repeat this. If the thousand-year reign is not going on tonight, then it's not going to be going on. Why? Because the scriptures are emphatic that this has, according to, now we'll go down to the third verse, and I told you it's going to pick up in the fourth verse, which we'll do tonight for you, as we get back into the book of Revelation, chapter 20. Now, let me show you something. I'm going to teach you something tonight that a very few people have ever looked at. It just hadn't connected. It just hadn't dawned on them about what's going on here in respect to the thousand-year reign. Let me show you something here. In the 20th chapter, verse 4, and I saw thrones and they that sat upon them in judgment. Now, who are they? Now, there is a people that we're going to identify tonight and tomorrow night in part 3 as a resurrected people. This is who are going to reign with him for 1,000 years. And then, after the 1,000 years is finished, I don't mean that there's going to be a rapture or a second coming. That's not what's going to happen. After this event, after the saints that are resurrected, and here they are in verse 3 and 4 that we finished up on. We're reading verse 4 tonight. And I saw thrones, and they did sit upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of the Messiah and for the Word, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they, not you, they, these are the resurrected dead. And I don't think you're going to be resurrected until the second resurrection. If you could just see this, it is so plain and so simple. And yet people have this imaginary event scheduled by these false prophets who have actually poisoned, spiritual poison, told lies. It sounds good. People drink the Kool-Aid. These Jim Jones personalities who have misapplied the scriptures and lied because it sounds good. Oh man, they paint some glorious pictures and they're really into this 1,000-year reign. They think that they've got it all together. They're nothing but lying, barking dogs. That's all they are. And they would deceive, as I said, the very elect, if it's possible. But is it possible? Well, it's not possible to deceive the elect of Yahweh. You know why? Because they don't have a form of godliness. They have the evidence of the truth in their heart. And they're going to overcome by the Lamb. They're going to overcome because that's what overcoming is all about. That's why that Yahweh is waiting for a people who have kept the faith and haven't denied His name. That's why that He said the wise will understand. Now, why? What are they going to understand? In 1 Peter, in chapter 1, verse 20, it was foreordained before the foundation of the world to the saints, but was manifested in these last days by the prophets to you. The word times in this passage is the Greek word chronon, which denotes a precise time of an event. Now, what is this precise time? According to the 20th chapter, where the 1,000 years is only mentioned one time. And so people jump on that and say, before, you don't have to worry. Jesus is going to come back and reign 1,000 years. Then He's going to rapture the church out and take them to heaven. And He's going to turn the devil loose and, boy, he's going to beat up on them and then Jesus is going to come back. Not one. Verse of Scripture to back it up. Not one. I've debated this issue for the last 40 years. And when you get people pinned down where they have to give you biblical reason other than their own foolish imagination, you know what 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 3 says, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking in their own lust. Last days. And we know that the last days is at hand because they're giving you everything but the truth. I'm telling you, let me just bluntly, plainly bring it up front to you. So you won't have to guess where Pastor Buddy's coming from. And I can prove this and going to prove it tonight and tomorrow night. Yahweh willing. Just exactly what we're getting into as the serpent is going to be bound for 1,000 years. You say, well, boy, he's not bound now. Look at this world. It's full of hatred and evil. That's a spiritual affection to the carnal mind. People are in the carnal mind. They're not spiritual. Straight is the way, narrow is the gate, and few there be that find it. There's only a few spiritual people on earth at this moment. A few. Even when He comes at the last trump, There is going to be straight is the way, narrow is the gate, and few there be that find it. Take heed, take warning, that you do not begin to eat and drink and be merry with these people and get caught up in this rapture hoax. Well, folks, it's nothing but a hoax. The rapture is nothing but a satanic plan of Satan to capture the unbelieving, unsuspecting, ignorant and unlearned, willingly ignorant and unlearned. That's the problem here. After you receive instructions, after you receive the knowledge, you should turn from your sins and quit following these herky-jerky, sissy-fied preachers that have large followings and are deceiving because they're teaching things that the itching ears, as it says in 2 Timothy 3 and 7, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Ever learning. Jude 1:18 says, there shall be mockers in the last time who shall walk after their own ungodly lust. These sissified preachers are, they get big crowds and they begin to think there's something and they begin to add to the text. They begin to deliberately deceive because you want to hear something good. A real prophet will tell you something that'll aggravate you to no end. It will make you roll and toss and turn. It's against the grain of your flesh. You see, your flesh likes to be contented and stroked, and your ego goes along with that. The gospel will cut down and destroy the ego of the carnal mind. It will rebuild you if you're true. Little children, 1 John chapter 2:18, it is the last time, and you have heard that the Antichrist, plural, will come. Even now, there are many Antichrists, whereby we know it is the last time. This is written now by John, who is telling you that the time of deception is upon us. Now, why would we want to be lured to sleep, you know? Why would we want to be taken advantage of by these false prophets who offer you liberty, a rapture, when you know good and well that you're going nowhere until the second resurrection? I will repeat this. Right now, those, according to the Bible, listen as I go back to the fourth verse to confirm what I've just told you in the discourse. And I saw thrones and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded. These people were beheaded from the first resurrection. They were with him in the graves. They died before he did. They were beheaded for the witness of the Messiah, strictly born for the bridegroom come to get a bride in the first resurrection. He got her. He raptured her earlier. The rapture is past. The millennial reign is going on today. You are in the time that you can choose voluntarily, without any obstruction from Satan, or without any pressure from Yahweh. Choose this day. It's a free will. They had neither received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived, and they lived, and they lived, not you, they lived, first resurrection people here, they lived and reigned with him 1,000 years, but, verse 5, this is the key to it. If you really want to know the key to the issue, 4 and 5 is the master key that I told you about in lesson number 1. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished this is the first resurrection. Talking specifically that these that raised with him in the first resurrection would reign with him for 1,000 years, and then Satan would be loosed for a little season. Now remember, I told you that the 1,000 years could be one day, or one day could be 1,000 years. You understand that? Again, one day could be 1,000 years, or 1,000 years could reverse itself. So to Yahweh, it's a day that neither silver nor gold shall be able to deliver those in that day. It is the day of Yahweh's wrath, but the whole land shall be devoured with fire. He's coming back in flaming fire and with jealousy. If you've caught you worshiping three gods, two gods, or other gods, Yahweh is the only one. He said, I shall make a speedy riddance of all them that dwell in the land. Speedy. It's going to be quick. There's going to be a meltdown when he comes back. It ain't going to be a rapture. It's going to be the final end time climactic at the resurrection of the second resurrection for they that were with him in the first resurrection. These are they. Now listen to me. These are they that raised with him in the resurrection. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but the end it shall speak and not lie, though it tarry. Wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. And here I am, just an old country boy, a plow boy, raised in a farm, 250 acres, geared up the broom tails way before daylight, had to stand and watch for the daylight hour so we could go to work in the field. Yahweh chose me as he chose David from following the sheep. He chose me from following the broom tails, just a hard-working, poor Tennessee dirt farmer. My dad was very poor. It was just all we could do. We had a big family. It's all we could do to survive. And you know why? Because Yahweh wanted it that way. I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth. I've never made over $17,000 a year on a public job, even when I went to work. And I was a supervisor. The pay was lousy. Down here in the Southland, we was raised poor and have to stay that way because the merchants and the manufacturing people, they just didn't care. But it was a good life. I yearned for it. I longed to go back. I didn't know how that Yahweh had blessed me so much abundantly to sit in the caves on our property. We had two caves, and I found amidst the Cherokee writing, I sat and I'd stare at the walls until it seemed like their spirits, I could hear them talking to me, telling me, the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former, saith Yahweh. In this place I will give peace. And oh, how he gave it. I ask for peace, and Yahweh gave it. In a world I've had tribulation, I've preached the gospel. I don't compromise. I don't back down. I have done my time. I'm a prisoner of Yahweh. I've never tried to escape him. I love him. I love to study. I love to pray. I love the things that Yahweh has chosen for me to do. And that is to preach the gospel Ho, come forth and flee from the land of the north, saith Yahweh, for I have spread you abroad as the four winds of the heaven. Deliver thyself, O Zion. Man, I kept it true. I believed that Yahweh was coming back after people that had kept the faith and hadn't denied his name. I do believe that these in the first resurrection, are the ones that will reign with him for 1,000 years. 1,000 years, and after that, listen to me now, after that, Yahweh is going to loose Satan, and guess what he's going to do? I will hiss for them and gather them, for I have redeemed them, and they shall increase as they have increased. And I will sow them among the people, and they shall remember me in the far country. My, I'm preaching him here in the far country, just like he prophesied here in Zechariah in chapter 10, verse 9. And they shall live, and their children shall turn to me, and they will seek me, and they will find me. They shall know the truth, and the truth shall make them free. In that day, I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against them. I will open a fountain to the house of David from which I come. A fountain, a key, a master key revelation. Here in the book of Revelations, it says, in the fifth verse, the rest of the dead lived not until the 1,000 years was finished. So, verse 1 to verse 4 is pertaining to those who died and was resurrected in the first resurrection. Now, who were they? This is the great mystery. When, where, and why? That's what we're going to solve tonight. Now, we're going to mix. See, you got to have patience. We're not going to make it clear. We're going to preach in a mystery. We're going to hide it from the wise and the prudent who ain't going to understand it. No way. I don't waste my time with them. I don't worry about them that think they know when they don't know. I learned a long time ago that you cannot change the spots on the leopard. You can't save the devil. Oh, he'll shout, he'll holler, he'll jump, he'll do exploits, he'll do anything to like a baseball picture. All of the motion is to get you caught up in the motion. Bodily exercise. Oh, come over to our church. We are a shouting church. We shout over here. We got something to shout about. Well, the people that Aaron had made a golden calf for, that's something to shout about. And everybody, every church has got a golden calf sitting right in its midst. And the people will leap and holler, just like the prophets of Baal. They'll cut themselves and call on a false god and cast the truth to the ground and prosper. And when Micah, when he came along, he didn't have anything good to tell the people. What I've got to tell you is not good. It's bad for the carnal mind. It's good for the spiritual mind if he can receive it. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. Verse 6. Blessed and holy. Talking about those that are reigning with him in the first resurrection. It's going on today. One day's 1,000 years. Now, it says in the Bible, we're going to get in it tomorrow night and show you where it's at. It says that after 2 days, he will revive us. Well, here in the age of Aquarius, 2,000 years have passed in the age of Pisces, and now we're merging into the pouring out age of Aquarius. Now, if you will go back and study some of the things that I have revealed in other messages, because I put apart deliberately here a little and there a little. The wise will seek it. The wise will listen. I've had people tell me they replay them and replay the messages and replay it and learn something every time. That's what it's for. Study to show yourself approved. It'll tell you where your love's at. If you'd rather watch the soap operas, go to the races, whatever you've got for an enjoyable pastime because you're a lover of pleasure, you spend more time in front of a TV than you do a Bible. I've worn out many Bibles. I've read the Bibles through and through and through and even read them backwards, trying to fill my mind with the knowledge of Yahweh. My mind is not cluttered up. Even today, at almost 75 years of my life and my mind is not cluttered. I don't have a memory problem. I don't suffer from a carnal mind. I've got a spiritual mind of understanding, and I have been chosen and gifted to do what I do, and it's teach the gospel. Verse 6, blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. The second death is the second resurrection, where death and hell will be delivered up. And ever who's worthy of death will be delivered into the bottomless pit where Satan came from. For all of those who are not worthy to stand before him in the second resurrection. You were worrying about a rapture when you better worry about getting your soul ready? You want to go somewhere? Satan will oblige you. Because he's coming back after the thousand, after. Let me repeat this. Satan is going to be loosed according to verse 3 of Revelation chapter 20. And he will set a seal upon him after he seals him. This is after he got all power in the first resurrection. When he conquered death, death, hell, hell, and the grave, grave. When he became the absolute number one power throughout the universe. We thank you, Yahweh, because you have taken to you your great power and has reigned. How long is he going to reign? 1,000 years between the first resurrection and the second resurrection. Oh, Pastor Buddy, that's ridiculous. It's been over 2,000 years since he resurrected. Correct. 2 days. And the promise is, somewhere in the third day, we're going to have a second resurrection. I can guarantee you, within the next 1,000 years, he's going to return. Now, I don't know the day. I don't know the hour. I don't want to know. But I do want to be ready. I do know that after 2 days, he will revive us in the age of Aquarius at the pouring out of Luke 22 and 10 in the final Passover age where the serpent will be loosed for the final time, a little season, somewhere after 2,000 years. Now remember, he's going to raise us up in the third day. That could be 1,000 years. And so then, we are 20 and 10 if we're on the right mark, give or take a couple of years. And if Yahweh comes back within the third day, it's going to be sometime in this millennial. I'm going to repeat. Sometime in this third day. We're already in the third day. That's amazing. Now, do we have tomorrow? I think so. Do we have the next day? I think so. You see why? Because Satan has got to come. He's going to set up his kingdom. They're going to build him a temple in Jerusalem. John Hagee and Billy Graham and all the boys have done got it set up for him. the false prophet, the kings of the earth have been gathered. These are the children of Satan who have transformed themselves into ministers of light, and the whole world is eating it up in these church houses, these bell houses, all over the nation. I know I'm not popular. I'm not preaching for your money. I'm not preaching to tickle your ears. I'm preaching for a home in heaven. If I fail to declare the whole truth, then I'm going to be less than honest, and your blood's going to be on my hand. I don't want one drop of your blood on my hand. I'd rather tell you the truth and make an enemy out of you is tell you a lie and make friends. And you keep me up and send me tithes. These people won't send me tithes because I'm oneness. Because they believe in three gods. That's fine. Go ahead and believe it. But in the day when you stand before Him, not them, Him, not them. He that sits up on the throne of Matthew 25:31, that's the one you're going to stand before. And then, with all the holy angels there, they're going to bind you and they're going to cut your head off. I'm going to repeat that. You ain't going to like that, but I'm going to tell you again. If you are found unworthy of the power of the second resurrection, you must have part in the first. If you understand this gospel, you're going to have some part. It's going to be written in your forehead. You've got to learn this. This is why I preach on it often, to tamp it down into your mind, press it down, fill it up and run it over with the knowledge of the thousand years. Do you see it? Verse 6, blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. The first resurrection people. Christ came as a bridegroom to receive his bride, and he took her out in the first resurrection. According to Matthew chapter 27, he received to himself a people that was called by his name. They were the virgins that were killed. The Bible tells you exactly how they died. They were beheaded. 144,000. This is a symbolic mark. Just like the thousand-year reigns is symbolic. However, it's within the framework of Yahweh's understanding of 1,000 years. One day could be 1,000 years, or 1,000 years could be one day, or vice versa. And so you've got to, your mission is that you've got to understand that the burial and the death and the resurrection is basically for your knowledge and for your edification. Verse 51. And behold the veil. This is when he died. He cried with a loud voice. I sung a song the other night. Sister Thelma and I ministered to you in song. I wrote this song. He hungered and he thirsted. While upon the tree he cried. For he suffered for all of your sins. When he laid down his life and died. Oh, he suffered and cried when he opened his side. And the Messiah, when he cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And the earth did quake and the rocks rent. And the graves... Oh, it's a resurrection. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose. People won't preach this. They're scared of it. They won't. These false prophets won't tell you about the first resurrection and the length of the reign of these saints that raised with him in the first resurrection. And they came out of their graves after his resurrection. His resurrection was the first resurrection, and saints that slept in the grave awoke and went into the holy city, that's the four square city, and the 144,000 are right there as the bride, who are now waiting for the children of the bride and the bridegroom, who were happily married in the first resurrection, and the children will be raised in the second. If you need any more information than that, I can't give it to you, because that's the truth. If you can't have the truth, then you must deal with the consequences. The blind will not understand. The deaf will not hear. The ignorant will be destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And when the thousand, verse 7, again confirmed with verse 3 and 4. Again, he in the mouth of truth, he's telling you right here, and if you slow down and read it and sequence it, I give you a perfect sequence illustration of the thousand years. It's going on right today. After 2 days, he will revive us. We're going to get a revival. Well, I waited on it for 40 years. I preached it for 40 years. It's coming. There's going to be a great pouring out, most of it affliction. But you're going to have something under the collarbone that can deal with it. You'll have people that will volunteer instead of being sissified. They're going to be the ancient warriors of old. Yahweh will resurrect the strength of Samson and every one of his believers. We will gladly throw ourselves into the den of the lions and the snakes and the prisons. We'll gladly fill them up and count it honor to suffer for him. And when 1,000 years are expired, when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. Now listen to me. Satan is going to be loosened sometime around the year 2000, perhaps 12 to 18, we're going to have a tremendous revelation in the earth. What's going to happen, Pastor Buddy? Satan is going to be loosed. The signs of the heaven are depicting it. We're reading the stars. The signs are, he said, you'll see the signs in the heavens. Oh, it'll be an event that will be registered in textbooks. Jesus is coming. Jesus has appeared in Jerusalem through the eastern gate. He sat down with his angels in fiery chariots. They performed miracles. The hospitals was emptied in Jerusalem and throughout Judea. They're healing all of the sick. Oh, what a glorious time. Happy days are here again. Because Satan, the god of this world, has come down out of the heavens. You say, oh, preposterous, buddy. You see, Christians don't really believe that snakes crawl. But they do. Christians don't believe that Satan has got all lying wonders of power to deceive. Yahweh's people know that. The blind don't know nothing. The deaf don't hear nothing. And most of the people of Yahweh are still asleep. But there's coming a revival. And after 1,000 years, Satan will be loosed out of his prison. Now, where's he at? Bound in the deep. Somewhere in space. They say, well, he's on the earth. He's under the earth. He's here. He's there. That's what Christ warns you about. If they say Satan or that Christ is here in the desert, don't go out there. Or if they say, oh, he's in Jerusalem now, and the Jews are building him a temple. Oh, he's powerful. Oh, he's wonderful. I mean, they will faint when the Pope or Obama walks by. These girls will get a tingling sensation when Obama and his mama walks by. They're idolized and worshipped as gods. People are idolaters and worshipers of these gods that do miracles and signs and wonders. The Satan's going to be loosed out of his prison. But the rest of the dead live not again until the 1,000 years was finished. So when Satan comes, the dead are still in the grave that has died since the first resurrection. Now, when Satan comes, is the graves going to open up? I don't think so. However, he will do signs and wonders, and people will receive him as Jesus Christ. He's going to sit in the temple as he's going to be the false Christ, but he's going to sit there as the accepted Christ because of his miracles and signs. And the wonderful inventions and the lovely planet he's from, he's going to tell you wondrous things. He's going to actually rapture some of you guys out and take you up there and show you around. You're going to see marvelous things. Oh, wonder after wonder, deception after deception, and it would deceive even the very elect. I'm going to lose a lot of people in that day that listens to my messages now. They're going to be taken. And that's why I'm preaching it now. In the future, it'll be before, as Bob says, before posterity. That you will know that a prophet's been among you when you recall my words when it comes to pass, that Satan is coming out of the heavens with all lying signs and wonders, insomuch he would deceive the very elect. Now here's what he's going to do. I just said it. After he's loosed, he shall go out to deceive the nations. Yeah, he's going to deceive people. And when he gets everybody deceived, and the Bible said he will deceive even some of those that will fall to try them. But everyone whose name is not on the Lamb's book, and he'll know those, somehow he's going to discern that people that don't recognize him and accept him, and you'll be killed. The governments of the world will bind into one world government with Satan sitting ahead of it. There will be a belligerent, resisting people that know their Yahweh, and they will do exploits, and then this will be the fulfillment of the promise of Jeremiah, chapter 30, verse 7. A time of Jacob's trouble. Not the time of Africa's trouble. Not the time of any nation on earth except those who are of the house of Jacob. It's Jacob's trouble. And it'll be brought on by Satan, who hates and despises the children of Yahweh. And they're going to stand out like sore thumbs. And yet, Yahweh's going to give them so much power and so much love that they would gladly lay down their life. If there was 10 people going to get killed for the day to appease Satan because he's a bloodthirsty demon, and the people are going to be blood hungry, calling for our blood, they're going to hate us, they're going to despise us for the name that we represent, because Jesus Christ is the accepted God of this earth, and he's coming to be adored in his people that have been deceived and those that worship him. And whosoever would not worship him would be thrown into prisons and be killed. And in that day, if they demand 10 heads, you will gladly volunteer yours. No fear of death. You'll be so filled with the Holy Ghost that there'll be something in you greater than the devil's got in this world. To say, devil. As Nathan Hale said, I only regret that I have but one head to give you for the honor of Yahweh. Oh my, I feel the Holy Ghost. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and go out to deceive the nations. And finally, after he deceives everybody, this is going to be a process now. Remember, he's going to reign a short time. That could be 500 years. That could be 400 years, 300. Ever how long it takes. Yahweh's got 1,000 years to wrap this thing up. It will be wrapped up before the next 1,000 years passes. I guarantee it. After the third day, he will revive us. After the third day is the word, we shall be resurrected in the second resurrection. When 1,000 years are finished, Satan will be loosed and will go out and deceive the nations with an innumerable host of those that are deceived, taken by the craftiness of Satan. You don't know what kind of liar this guy is. You don't know what kind of persuader he is. You haven't seen any man on earth that could perform like this guy. You say, well, is he going to look like us? Well, look at his children. Do they look like you? They're mixed with Eve's children. Do you look like them? Of course you do. They look like you? Well, what do you expect? Some hairy creature with a big long tooth sticking out the side of the head with a pitchfork and a crooked tail? You see, that's how people have depicted evil. They wouldn't know evil. The Bible said they will call good evil and evil good. That's how deceived and strayed it even Yahweh's people can become caught up in this crap. And that's why Yahweh sent prophets to warn you. But that ain't going to help. And they went out on the breath of the earth. Listen to this now. Verse 9, this is a process of time somewhere after the year 2000. In the next 1,000 years, you can bank on it. Take it to the bank. You say, well, who cares? I won't be living if it goes another 1,000 years. Well, you're gonna resurrect in a second resurrection, both the just and the unjust. If you're worthy of death in that day, it won't be Satan killed you and torment you. It'll be Yahweh.
You say, I don't believe that. God loves everybody. Glory to God.
Well, let me tell you something. Bring them, who's them? Who would not that I should rule over them? Who would not take on my name and water baptism for the remission of sin? Bring them here before me and slay them in my presence.
Oh, he don't want to see no blood.
He's a god of war. Blood don't mean nothing to him. Millions of people will be slaughtered in that day. There's going to be a great slaughter. Praise Yahweh. They went up on the breath of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints round about and the beloved city, which it is. You say, oh, it's Jerusalem. Oh, really? That's where Satan's going to be dwelling. And fire, fire. Be no water but the fire next time. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured. You ever see a man burn up, melt? That's one of the most hideous, unthinkable deaths that ever was, to see a man literally burn up. Fire came down and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them, the devil that's going to come after the 1,000-year reign. After.
You say, that's during the tribulation, but God's going to come back and get the church out, and we're not going to go through that, Pastor, man. Glory to God.
You deceived, poor, miserable, wretched, uncircumcised idiot. Spiritually speaking, you're an idiot. You're a goofhead. You're a logger brain. I mean, something's wrong with your understanding. The devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and the false prophets... Oh, there's the false prophets. All of his Baal worshipers, all of the Baal temples throughout the land of the world, all of them. And they shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Tormented day and night forever and forever. Now I'm going to close at this point in verse 10. We got five more verses to deal with, and we'll deal with those tomorrow night on part three of the 1,000-year reign. We're going to go into the time limits, the whens and the whereas and the hows of the final judgment. We're going to bring it home where it belongs to your heart. Put on the armor of light. Put on the armor of hardness. Pull out your sword. Buckle up your shield. Mount up with your faith. And stand still. But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and the sorcerers and the idolaters and all liars shall have their part in a lake which burns with fire and brimstone. It's the second death. That's the second resurrection. After the second resurrection comes the second death. The first resurrection happened 2,000 years ago. Those who were worthy raised with him and went to heaven as the bride. Then a 1,000-year millennial reign, one day's 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. We're going to go to the second 1,000 years, and then we're going into the third day, and somewhere between the second 1,000 years and the third 1,000 years, we're going to be delivered. Satan is going to appear in the third round. This is the final round. He's coming back for a short time. He's going to rule and reign with all power and deceivableness. And you're going to know then that Pastor Buddy's a prophet. And chosen and selected by Yahweh for this age and this day to leave you a record. Who are the dead that live after the 1,000 years? I'm going to repeat this. Who are the dead that live after the 1,000-year reign? After the 1,000 years. Who are the dead that live? You're going to find out tomorrow night on part two. I've got to get off here. My time, man, is coming down. I'm sorry that I've run so late. You're listening to the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy. And I hope and trust that Yahweh will bless you and He will keep you. And He'll watch over you until the third day where He's going to raise you up. He's going to honor you. I'm sponsored tonight by Dr. Gary and Brother Paul. I'll see you tomorrow night, 8 o'clock on Nerdicall with Brother Mark and Sister Audrey. And we'll see you tomorrow night for part three. This gospel is sent out to the sheep by Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box, 2284, New Tasman, Tennessee, 37824. Comment it out online. Area code 423-626-2172. Yahweh bless you, and Yahweh keep you. I love you. You got to follow where he's going. Got to take you in the brown sand.